say that he's if he couldn't hear a thing.
Oh, then I say he's deaf, yes.
Okay. Suppose yesterday I worked very hard and my shirt was wet, and you'd say, my heat.
He's perspiring. Some people would say sweating.
Okay, suppose we did say sweating. You could say then yesterday he, what, he... Very much.
Well, he was very sweaty. I suppose I was going to use the word sweating in that one, but no.
Today I sweat, yesterday I...
Perspired.
Now, the child was supposed to have some medicine. He said, well, take your medicine. He said, well, I already...
Already took it. I've already taken it. It should be better.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the past tense is, I already took it. It's perfectly legitimate. An infected place, it's a little, we'll get into medicine a little bit here, an infected place, which is discharging, perhaps, you might call it a
boil, or an infection, probably.
Right. Do you ever use cat ear for that, for a boil, a carbuncle, or anything?
Well, it just depends. It could be if it's a carbuncle.
Now, the stuff that comes out of a boil when you open it is the,
would be, well, some people would call it pus.
Could call it something else. It doesn't matter.
Yes. Okay. I would say pus.
You go to the doctor because you have a cut, and you might say the doctor dressed my
arm or
it could be
injury.
And suppose a soldier in the service had a bullet in him. He said he was wounded. Then he went to the doctor, and the doctor dressed his
wound. I guess some people call it wound, don't they?
They taught my wife to say that in nurse's training.
Wound?
Wound. And she said, sorry, say you're say wound. Nobody
well, I have heard people use it. Oh, yes, very much so. But wound has always been. Now, I'm not sure whether there is either right now that I can't.
I say, in this way, that wound is used in certain parts of the country and by certain, apparently by certain occupations.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
Large majority of the educated and prestige people use
wound. And that's what I always use, yes.
And the army uses wound.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, when the wound doesn't heal clean, sometimes it's some kind of flesh.
Infection or...
You ever hear this kind of flesh?
Yes. Now, what is that kind of flesh? My mother... used to use that so much.
Proud.
Yes. Yes, my mother would use proud for us too. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be apt to. I think I'd probably say there's an infection there and
something happened. I wouldn't know it either. When you hear somebody is dead, and you might wonder what he
died of.
And the place where they bury people is
the cemetery. I guess some people would say burial ground.
Do you have an old word, say a word you might have used in the past and don't use anymore?
Would you use a word that I used to use?
Yeah, would you?
For cemetery, you mean?
Uh-huh.
No, it was always cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing they put the body in
before they bury
the body.
It's a coffin.
Would you say casket for this?
No, I probably would say coffin.
Mm-hmm. In the old days, women wore black clothes, and you might say they were dressed in
mourning.
And the child is ill, and the doctor says to an excited mother,
Don't worry. You'll be all right.
Okay. You have an ache in the joints.
That might be,
What problem? What ailment?
Well... It could be arthritis or rheumatism, neuritis, I guess.
And
you could say then that
would you say the rheumatism is painful?